Thank you so much for tuning in to the Accountability Partner Podcast. My name is Tierra, and I am your host and accountability coach as you embark on this journey towards purpose. If you haven't already, make sure you rate the podcast, subscribe so you do not miss a beat. Also, if you want to be added to the weekly newsletter so you definitely don't miss any updates, make sure you click the link in our show notes and make sure you are up to speed. All right, you guys, with that being said, let's get into today's episode. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever and whenever you are tuning in. Welcome to the Accountability Partner Podcast, where we choose to fulfill our God-given purposes by any means necessary. Y'all, it is about to be October, and first of all, that alone is just crazy pants, okay? The year is just flying by, but what I always love about God and what I always just encourage my clients and my students is that regardless of how much time is left, there is no too little amount of time for God to move. So choose to still start, choose to be consistent. I mentioned in one of my previous episodes that this is indeed the month of consistency, of starting. This is the month where we are to start that very thing that God told us to do. So whatever, you know, wherever it is that you are looking to begin in, whether that's a new career, a new business, a new relationship, get boldness, develop the boldness, develop the courage, and make the decision to start. One of the things that I love to tell my clients is you are just a decision away from destiny. All you need to do is choose that you are not going to quit. All you need to do is decide that by any means necessary, I'm going to get this done. Come hell, come high water, whoever I need to talk to, however long I need to stay up, I'm going to do it by any means necessary because I have purpose on the line. I have purpose to fulfill. You know, one of the things that I've been talking to God about is a lot of us have come too comfortable with just sleeping. We sleep too much. We sleep way too much. If you are someone who claims to not have any time in the day to do the things that you want to do the things that God has called you to do, take inventory of how much time you sleep throughout the week. Are you sleeping 8 hours, 9 hours? Are you like me who likes to take various naps throughout the day? You got to cut all that out. Listen, it is game time. We are not playing. And that is something that really takes me into today's episode where we're talking about the hindrances of consistency. There are so many things that hinder our advancement to purpose. And one of those things is our ability to be consistent. There's distractions at play. There's relationships that keep pulling at us. There's a lack of intensity and determination and discipline. That's a big one. Discipline. There's the fact that we don't even just know how to go about what it is that we want to do. All of these things hinder us from being consistent. And in today's episode, I have a great conversation with my good friend, my good sis, Mona Belazaire. Mona Lee Bell is there, and we delve deep into why it is that people are inconsistent and what it is that we need to do in order to remain consistent in the things that God has called us to. And after you listen to this episode and you're still like, T, I need help, feel free to click the link in the show notes and let's set up a one-on-one call. Let's get to the root. Let's figure out that very thing that's hindering us from being able to push forward in the things that God has called us to. Whether it's mindset, whether it's lack of strategy, whether it's, you know, I just really don't know what to do. Let's set up a call and let's get to the nitty-gritty because we have purpose at stake. This is not the time, this is not the hour to choose to quit. You don't have an option. Actually, quitting is not an option. Not pursuing the thing that God has called you to is not an option. Not fulfilling your goals is not an option. There are too many of us who keep crying out, asking for money, asking for these various things. And God has given us the wisdom, the resources, all of the destiny helpers. I'm a destiny helper here helping you. The network to go after the things, but we have to stop being lazy. We have to stop making excuses, and we need to get up and do what God has called you to do. I just feel like I was on my soapbox, but you know what? We thank God because we're not playing and we're making a decision to be consistent. And that's my only affirmation for today before we get into the episode is I will be consistent. Come hell or high water, I will remain consistent. So make sure you're repeating that throughout the week. And honestly, that's something that we should speak concerning our lives day in and day out. With that being said, beautiful people, let's get into today's episode.
Tierra, I'm going to turn it over to you for you to share with us. Who is Tierra? What do you want to share with the people that's important for them to know as we start to talk about the accountability partner and the vision that God has given you?
First off, Mona, I am completely humbled to be on your platform. I don't take you for granted. I don't take our relationship for granted. So just thank you for thinking of me to be on this. So I'll start with that. And then second, hello, 5 million viewers, 5 million plus, because we don't limit God because we serve a big God. Okay.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Tierra Jackson, soon to be Tierra Squall.
Yeah.
I am a servant leader, visionary woman. I am someone who literally lives by the mantra. I am someone who is about her kingdom and about business. And I think it's really important to highlight that, because I know a lot of people, when it comes to kingdom, the first thing they think about is like preaching on a pulpit. The first thing they think about is evangelism, or knocking on doors and giving out pamphlets and things of that sort. But there's a room or a place for marketplace evangelism, mm-hmm. and there's a room for people in the kingdom who want to pursue businesses, who want to, you know, have a variety of different impacts in various industries. And so I'm someone who really encourages people to follow their vision and follow their purpose in those specific fields. And then outside of that, I'm just someone who loves to laugh. I love to have fun. As Mona mentioned earlier, I'm the CEO of The Accountability Partner, which is a podcast that is solely designed to give you the tools and strategies and resources to motivate you and push you to carry out your God-given purpose. So I will leave it at that. And I'm excited, Mona.
Okay. See, I love the one-liner because, you know, some of us out here are still trying to put it together, but we thank God for the accountability partner. Amen. So you started to talk a little bit about the accountability partner. So walk us through what it is and talk about the process of you, because one of the things that we've come to understand is you're being before you're doing. So God is calling you through the process before you actually walk out your vision. So for me, this whole visionary woman series was birthed out of the fact that God has called me to be a visionary woman. So here I am, right? Walking out this exact thing. So talk to us about the process of birthing out accountability partner. What it is, what did God take you through? Tell the people.
Yeah, so I'll bring it back to my time after graduating college. I think after people graduate, that's when people really have to sit with themselves and ask the question, like, Lord, what is my purpose? What am I really supposed to do? Like, I was able to, you know, skate through college, have fun, but now, like, reality sets in, and I'm at that time getting closer to God and really taking my walk seriously. And I started just really just sitting and analyzing my life. And I just realized I had no idea what my purpose is, what that vision, what the vision for my life was. And so I remember doing a fast, and I guess now looking back, it probably wasn't a serious fast, but God, you know, knew me at the time. Cause I think I did the Daniel fast. I think I did a Daniel fast. But you know, I thank God because he spoke to me so clearly during that time. And he started just like, really just begin to highlight those things that I'm really good at, highlight those things that literally have truly been in my hand for forever. And that's something that I'll circle back to that. And it really came down to the fact that, you know, I am someone who really loves to encourage and motivate people. And so from there, it started off at, I started this blog called 518 Rebirth. And 518, May 18th is my birthday. And the rebirth aspect came from me wanting to truly rebirth and redefine who Tierra is. Wow. And so that blog came, I started this blog. I had, you know, different stories or different blogs about business, about faith, about the importance of purpose. And I started noticing that from that blog, people would just begin to call me and be like, Tierra, like, I read your blog. I really need help with this. I really need help with that. I really need help with this. I really need help with that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what they were asking for was one, strategy, but also two, people were really just looking for accountability. Mm-hmm. And then I had to just continue just to do that. And then look within myself within the fact that I necessarily didn't have many accountability partners. And oftentimes, when you don't have accountability partners, it's easy for you to just stop. It's easy for you to quit. It's easy for you to just stop doing the things that God has called you to do. And so I started the blog, but then I stopped the blog. And then I started other things and I stopped it. And so it just became, began a cycle of inconsistency. And I was like, Lord, like, what is the issue? And God kept highlighting the fact that people need accountability. Like, it's easy for you to just say, you know, I'm gonna do this within myself, but it's so much more impactful when you have people really encouraging you and motivating you to literally stay along the path that brings you to your God-given purpose. And so I then started tweeting on Instagram, and I started tailoring my tweets on Instagram to really encourage and motivate me and hold me accountable, so that in the event I may not be consistent, or in the event I may feel like I want to quit, I can go back to those posts on Twitter and, you know, remind myself, no, this is what I said, this is what God said. And then that birthed into the accountability partner. And so I started the accountability partner, and it's a podcast that, again, it literally pushes people to walk in their God-given purpose. But one of the things that I learned, and this is just me just looking on YouTube and watching various sermons, a lot of people will just tell you things and there's no strategy behind it. Like, okay, you told me not to do this. Okay, but what do I do next? Right?
What do we do? Exactly.
Right. And so the accountability partner is literally tailored so that when people listen to my episode, there's a plan, there's action items in place. So after the fact, I'll give you a topic, but then I'll also give you homework. I'll also give you the tools and resources that show you how to, you know, adhere to whatever it is that I told you that I advise you to do. And so that's essentially what it is. And by the grace of God, it's the way that it's grown, it blows my mind. I honestly don't even market it, and I literally have, over 1,000 subscribers to the podcast. And I just have to, every time I think about it, it's just like I remind myself of the scripture, and I don't know where it is, but I just know it says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And yeah, it's like, the more you tend to highlight God, the more you tend to, you know, really carry out your purpose, God will bring all the extras. Like, you really don't have to do much. And I know people like to say, like, I don't have this, or it's really hard. Yes, there are times and seasons, but if you truly just obey God, if you align yourself with his will for you, like, it's, you'll be skating. Okay. You'll be living the dream. And I'll leave it at that.
And that's so good, because, and I'll say this point, and I'll come back to inconsistency, because that's such a huge thing for a lot of us. You know, we often skate over Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. It sounds nice. It's a nice scripture. It's the thing that we're supposed to do, but we skirt over it and we don't let it marinate in our spirits that, like, if we truly seek God, we seek to do what he's called us to do. We seek his kingdom. We seek his way of living, his way of doing. Then all things will be added. So to your point, if the people, you know, even if one day you forget to post, you know, Holy Spirit can breathe over a post from 2 weeks ago and all of a sudden some person you don't even know, some person that's, for example, influential, will see your post and they're like, man, this resonates. Let me share it with my platform. Yep. And then all of a sudden there'll be people that come and they come to you and you're like, okay, wait, how did this happen? Yep. And so at all times, it's important for us to remember to do the things that God has called us to do in the way that he has called us to do it, when he has called us to do it. And the challenge that we do find with a lot of us is that we are inconsistent.
Yep.
We are inconsistent, whether it is we're inconsistent with when we're supposed to do things, how we're supposed to do things. So when we think about the accountability partner, talk to us about what you've seen with people, especially people with businesses. What have you seen concerning inconsistencies? And what are some things that you've helped them with? Or what are some things that you would like to share with us on how to overcome inconsistency? Because that is something that's so key, because for various reasons, we abort the missions that God has given us. We abort the visions that God has given us. But there must be something, some resolve in us that says, you know what? I'm really not going to quit. What have you seen and what have you done to help people?
Yeah, I'll start off by saying this. A lot of the reason why people are inconsistent is because, one, they lose sight of the vision. They lose sight of their why.
Tom,
they haven't even.
Wait a minute. She had to come out. I tell you, this is going to be a thing for y'all. When I'm on the live TV show, I promise you, I'm bringing it too. Don't get scared now. Thank God. And for those of you who have joined, please, thank you so much for joining. Make sure that you're sharing and make sure that you're dropping comments in the chat. I need you to repeat that again, Tiara. I need you to repeat that again.
You are crazy. The reason why a lot of people tend to be inconsistent is because, one, they've lost sight of the vision, and then two, they don't have a true understanding of their why. And I know a lot of people, especially in this time of Instagram and influencing, and they're just seeing a lot of people just doing things, but there's no foundation behind it. There's no true reasoning behind it. There's no revelation from God that says, do this and here's why. And sometimes I'll even say this, God will tell you to do something. It won't make any sense. And you won't have an understanding of why he's necessarily telling you to do something. But one thing that I've learned with God, and I'm just so grateful, is that God is truly someone who's really taught me the understanding of times and seasons, mm-hmm. and not missing your moment. And I say that because let's say God tells you, hey, I need you to launch your website by October 4th. And in your head, you're just like, let's say you surpassed that time. Let's say you missed that window of opportunity or that deadline that God gave you. Now, looking in the mind of God, looking in the timing of God, God literally was thinking, or the way that he planned it, when you launched your business or you launched your website on October 4th, on October 5th was going to be the day that God was going to cause a millionaire to stumble upon your page, click on your website, purchase whatever it is that you were offering, share it to their platform. Now, this millionaire also happens to have 5 million followers. So once they share it to their platform, now that's 500,000 people going to your website. Now there's probably 50,000 people trying to look at a product or service. And even taking out, the financial aspect, which is something that is also very important. But let's say God, again, tells you to launch that business on October 4th or the website on October 4th. There was one person who was literally getting ready to kill themselves, and they were just looking for a book that was going to, a book that was going to really help them, a book that was going to really motivate them. And because you didn't do it, that's a soul that was lost. And I hate to be blunt and so serious about it, but it really is that serious. Yeah. And it makes me think of, when it comes to accountability, understanding that it truly is not about you. And that's also one of the reasons why people are inconsistent. In nature, we're a very selfish people. We tend to think about how things can benefit us. When things get hard, we're really quick to just give up. But when you truly grasp the understanding, it's not about you. it's literally not about you at all. We are literally people who are created to serve and worship God. And if this is something that he truly has called you to do, then you have to do it by any means necessary. And that's something I live by. We should all adopt the by any means necessary mentality, because we'll get so much done. And then the last thing I'll say, the reason why a lot of people are inconsistent is because, child, they are unorganized, and all of their stuff is just jumbled all over the place. And so really just creating a strategy, laying out the foundation, and building and working from that will cause people to actually, be a little bit more organized because now there's deadlines in place. Now there's actually a plan. Now there's something that they can work towards. Because again, people would just start doing and posting and none of it makes sense. A lot of it is just disorganization. And that's how people become overwhelmed. That's how people get confused. That's how people, you know, like, what the heck am I actually doing this for? Mm-hmm. And then they'll just stop.
No, that's so good. I mean, this is so meaty. This is like steak and lamb chops from Poppy's Cuisine.
Ooh, hold on. Let's just take a second to just highlight Poppy's Cuisine's lamb. Oh my god, those jerk lamb chops. Oh, they are blessed people.
Amen. It's not what we're talking about, but if you want to know what we're talking about, you can find Poppy's Cuisine. They're a restaurant located in Baltimore, Maryland, and they are really good.
Sponsor my sis, Poppy's Cuisine. Sponsor. Thank the Lord. Women.
Amen. And so, you know, when we think about, and I'm glad you talked about a lot about the issues with inconsistency. You talked about people being very disorganized. They're all over the place. And so they have this idea, they have that idea. And the thing that I've come to learn is that not every idea is for now. So Holy Spirit will give you some things and it's for you to go back and say, okay, Holy Spirit, is this for now or is this for later? And you sit with him. And he says, okay, this is for now. Because even I shared this story about the visionary woman. This was not on my radar, nowhere, no how. I had other things that Holy Spirit has given me, other things that I wanted to do. I was like, okay, this will be cool. Let's do this. You know, we're going into the fourth quarter of the third quarter of the year, you know, at this point. And I was like, okay, well, these are things we could, and this is what the Holy Spirit has given me. And so to your point, if we're not obedient, and there's something else too that he had given me. And I was like, well, which one should I do first? Because I could do either at the time. And oftentimes, thank you, Holy Spirit, God is calling us into that, in those intimate moments with him, because it's in those intimate moments where we're coming to seek him about a strategy. That's when he will give us everything that we need. So we're not disorganized. We're not all over the place. We're not trying to figure out, you know, which way to go. If we go left, if we go right, if we go up, we go down. If we meet with the aliens, we don't meet with the aliens. I mean, what are we doing? But we're just all over the place, right? And so it's important for us to ensure that we're meeting with God to come up with a specific strategy so we're not unorganized. And I love what you said about the inconsistency. We lose the why, but we lose sight of the vision. Mm-hmm. And so this is why when we think about the scripture, write the vision, make it plain. There's something about writing things down. There's even, for those of you who are scientific folks, right? The people who love science, data, all of those things. There is data to support when you write your goals down, when you write things down, you're much more likely to commit and accomplish them. Yep. About 65% more likely to accomplish. You can go and look it up yourself. It's all over the internet. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can go on Al Gore's internet. It's all over the place. So it's important for us to understand, and science is always trying to catch up with scripture. But scripture tells us, write the vision and make it plain. God didn't just say that just to say it. So sometimes we need to write those things down to remind ourselves. Because as you rightly said, Tia, there are going to be hard times. There are going to be times when you're not sure how to do it, what you're going to do. But then you're like, okay, I don't know. I feel stuck, whatever the case may be. But sometimes a simple just going back to what you have written down, going back to what God has said, even saying to God, Lord, remind me again what you said. Show me what you have said. Send somebody. Just remind me again, Lord, what you said. Because we all need those times of encouragement. We need people to help us. And so I love the fact that you talk specifically about that, because it's important for us to remember that the vision, right, not losing sight of the vision, our purpose and our why, but also that this is not about us. And this has been the theme of the visionary woman. Every person that has come on, even I have not said it, but every person, every other visionary woman that has come on this live has said the same thing. And that is what we need to grasp. We need to grasp that this is not about us. We are a selfish generation. Yes, we want things for ourselves. We want the things, but we don't want to do the things that are required for the things. And for some of us, we have to sacrifice. For some of us, that is a part of our consecration, where we're like, listen, okay, I understand the things. I mean, in everything. Come on, Holy Spirit. Because even yesterday, I was thinking about salvation. I was listening to something, and I was thinking about salvation. And one of the purpose, I believe, of salvation is for transformation. Mm-hmm. We're saved, and we're transformed. Like, yeah. Who is saved? And the purpose of salvation is not for you to stay the same. So as we are being transformed, as we are transformed, we're supposed to be transforming others as well. That's the whole point of this journey. Go and make disciples. He didn't say go and anoint disciples. He didn't say go and appoint disciples. He said go and make disciples. In the making, there is some type of transformation. When you're making something, if you think about making a cake, you have a whole bunch of ingredients, but it transforms into something else. And that's the whole point of this journey, is for us to help to transform other people. We're not here just to look cute and to see cute. Oh, please, be cute. Don't be out there looking rough and tough in the name of Jesus Christ. No, please.
Be cute.
But you must be cute, right? Because we're carrying, you know, we're carrying the presence of God. We do host the presence of God. Prayerfully host the presence of God and not another presence. But if you host the presence of God, it's important for us to carry ourselves as such. But in the carrying of that, we want to ensure that we are realizing that this life is not about us. It's never been about us. Even the very act of God sending Jesus to die on our cross, die on a cross for our sins, excuse me, was an act, a demonstrative act of him even saying, this is not even about me. I want to make sure that these people are saved. I want to make sure that after they die, they have some place to go called heaven. And you're not going in the, you know, in the other direction. Prayerfully, that's not where you're going.
Please, Jesus.
And so, you know, it sounds very crass, but in the times and season that we're in, we really have to be crass and morbid with some of our examples for us to really understand that this life, the work, everything that God has given you, the idea, the purpose, the vision, it was never about you to begin with. He just needed a willing vessel. The whole thing with Mary, it was never about Mary to begin with. It was always about Mary being a willing vessel. She even said, and somebody can find it for me, but and I'm paraphrasing here, but she basically said, listen, I'm the Lord's servant. Be it unto me as he has said. That's it. She asked her question, how is it going to be? And then after she received her answer, she said, you know what? Be it unto me as he has said. That's it. Wow. And that's the posture we need to have as believers. That's the posture we need to have as people of God. We see that with the life of Jesus Christ. He said he prayed the prayer of consecration. He prayed the prayer. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. Mm. Be it unto me. Like, listen, I'm a servant. I'm called to serve. And the thing about it is, too, if we have this experience, you know, when we find, I remember, I'll give this example, and then I'll turn over to ask another question. I remember I found a really good sports bra one time. And I was so amazed by this sports bra. I was like, man, I found a sports bra that can hold you up, that can tighten you up in the back, that can, you know, gather you. And so as women, when we find something, especially like a good bra, you tell everybody. And I was I was like, girl, I found a really good sports bra. And she bought two as a result of that. And so if we have found this good thing in Jesus Christ, if we have found this good thing in the kingdom of God, it's important for us to share that good thing, share the joy of Jesus Christ. When we're going through trials and tribulations, and we know that there will be more trials and tribulations, what is going to anchor people? What is going to help people to not kill themselves? What is going to help people to stay the course? What is going to help people to not get weary? What is going to help them? It's what we share with them. It's what we also demonstrate as well. But the more that we are pouring out, the more that what we're doing, what God has called us to do, is the more that he will deposit. We think about children. I have a son. Everybody knows I have a 17-year-old son. When he was younger, I could only give him so much at a little time. And then now that he's 17, I expect for him to know certain things, and I don't do certain things for him anymore because he has grown in the capacity to receive certain things. Why? Because after a while, you give him a little bit, you give him a little bit, you see that they can handle it. It's the same thing with God. He's given us a vision. The expectation when God has given us something is for us to do it. That's it. He doesn't expect us to just be like, oh God, this is so cool. This is cute. I like this, you know, daddy. This is cute. Okay, next week. Okay, Lord, you know, maybe next month. Next year. I don't have the funds. I don't have the time. You know, no, That's not it. That's arrogant. Not how this is supposed to go. And so, you know, that is a long way to Monique, say what I wanted to say.
You know, you just said so much, and I'm gonna try my best to touch on every single point, and then I'll bring it all back home.
All right, you're flowing.
You said something really important in the beginning, where you talked about, or you just reemphasized the importance of writing things down. And mm-hmm. I know one of the things that we do is we'll write things down and then we'll put it away. Mm-hmm. But one thing I would mm-hmm. just challenge people to do is, when you truly have a God-given vision, write that thing in a place and put it in a place that you will see every single day. If you go into my bathroom, I literally have about like 20 sticky notes with visions that God has said. And I wake up every single day and I just start declaring, Tierra will be this, Tierra will do that, Tierra will be this, Tierra will be that. And it just begins to reach me in your brain.
Running with the part.
Exactly.
Write it and you run exactly. with it. That's good. That's
and really it, good. It begins to retrain your brain, because as I'm continuously stating these things, declaring these things, now I know as I carry out my day that I have to do something that aligns with what it is that I just said. And that mm-hmm. doesn't mean that I can't mm-hmm. be out here just, I can't live a life that's frivolous anymore. I can't just literally do what it is that I want to do. Every single thing that I do has to be advantageous to what it is that God has called me to do. And so when it comes to really just writing those things out and making the vision plain, like, that is something that I would do. I love vision, having vision board parties. I love just journaling, like, literally make it a habit to do that. And I promise you, you'll see just supernatural results. So that's the first thing. The second thing you mentioned, Holy Spirit, please remind me. The second thing you shared was, Mona, what was the last thing you said? You said something really good, and I was just like, oh, I have to come back to it. Jesus.
Holy Spirit, I don't know if we can, you have to bring that one back.
it's okay. But one of the things that you mentioned was, again, just understanding, oh, this is what it was, understanding that it's really not about you. And I know as believers, we are very arrogant people. The whole mm-hmm. idea of procrastination is literally, it's just arrogance. And I always use this quote that I heard from Bishop T.D. Jakes. It says, procrastination is the arrogant assumption that God's going to give you another opportunity to do what it is that he's called you to do today.
Wow.
And every time I think about that, I'm like that's so true. Because literally, I don't know if you guys have understand the season that we're in, but people are dying literally left and right. One of my clients, 34 years old, I got a call saying that she passed away. One of my clients. And wow. I was just like, God, what are you doing? And it's things like that that literally remind me, like, I cannot procrastinate. I cannot give up. There's too much at stake. There's too much, you know, there's too many things that align. There's purpose. There's souls to save. And what good would it do for God to keep you alive and you still not pursue what it is that you call that he's called you to do? Well, like, how are you beneficial? How are you giving him a return on his investment? Like, there's literally no reason for you to stay alive if God has called you to do one thing and you're just still not doing it. You're useless. You're a useless body. And people, like you just said, people are watching you. People need to hear those words. People need to see certain things. But if you're always shutting up, if you're always closing your mouth, if you're always, you know, disobeying God and walking right when he says to go left, God can literally cause you to go tomorrow. And what you gonna do? So it's like you said, there's this is literally the time that we have to take ourselves out of it and really look at the bigger picture. It is not about us.
That's so good. And like, going back to what you said, people don't like to hear the morbidity or maybe even the crassness of things sometimes, but your whole point of being here is to be used. We all have a call. We have a mandate. God gave us an original mandate to be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish, to have dominion. That's our whole mandate. And so if you're sitting here and you're not doing any of that, I heard something, I was listening to something the other day, and somebody said that God can love you, but he can and still not be pleased with you at the same time. So he's a loving God. He's most likely always going to love you, but he can still not be pleased with you. And I can relate to that as a parent, because my love for Nathaniel is unconditional, is unending. I'm never going to not love that child, not one day. But there are days when I'm not pleased with him. And I tell you, most times, thank you, Holy Spirit, that I'm not pleased with him is when I've asked him to do something and he did not do it. Most times, when I'm not pleased with him, because I've asked him to, or I have to ask him to do something 50 million times, and I know he has good ears because we just went to the doctor. And then I'm like, I know you have good ears. I know you can hear me. And that, I just I tell people, it will irk anybody because you're like, I know you hear me. I know you can. I'm not asking you to think about God. I'm not asking you to do anything that I know you can't do because one, you're made in my image. Okay. So if I tell you to do something, I know that you are able to do it. Mm-hmm. And two, I will equip you to do it. I've already given you everything that you need to do. Even if we think about it from a bodily standpoint, and I hope this makes sense to everyone. When we think about even women, when you're a baby, you have all the eggs that you're ever going to have in your entire life. You don't get eggs every month. You release eggs every month. It's the same thing. God has equipped you to already carry something. He's already equipped you. Like, if we think about it this way, so it's not like we're going to get up, you know, you get up one day and God gives you something. And we think about it this way too. God is not going to have his name be shamed. That's he's not in the business of doing that. And so if he gives you something, his name is on the line. So he's going to ensure that you're fine. And we can even stand on scripture, the scripture that says, those who hope in the Lord will not be put to shame. So even if you have to walk out and say, you know what, Lord, I don't know this, but your word says, those who hope in you will not be put to shame. And I know that you will not shame me. Even David, he said, Lord, David said one time, do not embarrass me. I have to find that scripture because I quote it all the time. But there's a scripture there. David said, Lord, do not embarrass me. And so, like, these are things that we can say, Lord, your word says I'm not going to be put to shame. So even if we have some moments of doubt, some moments of fear, some moments where we don't know, it's important for us to say, okay, Lord, your word says, if I hope in you, I will not be put to shame. And that's
Mona, you said something good, and it makes me think of one of the reasons why people, one, are inconsistent, and or two, just don't even start the thing. People tend to look at the limitations that are facing them, as opposed to, like you just mentioned, literally what's in your hand. You not understanding that as a child of God, if God called you to do something, my mom always says this, anything, if God gives you a vision for it, he will always make provision for it.
Always.
And so when it comes to, let's say, God giving you an instruction, God has already equipped you with the tools, the resources, the strategy, to literally do what it is that he's called you to do. But what our issue is because we are lazy, because we are selfish, because we are pessimistic, we tend to just look at, oh Lord, here's the reason why I can't do it here, or I don't have this, or I don't have that, as opposed to literally adopting by, you know what, by any means necessary, I'm gonna get it done. If I don't understand something, I'm gonna figure out how to understand it. If I don't have the resource, I'm gonna figure out how to make it. And then two, people don't leverage their network enough. That's something that I've learned. I've learned that I want to say when I was in college, like, if you really truly look around you and see who are the people that God has placed in your life, God is not a God who is not strategic. God is very strategic. Even in our wilderness season, God is very strategic of who he placed around you in those times. Because every single person that is in your life is every single person that he specifically placed in your life is beneficial to your purpose in some way or capacity. So truly looking at your resources and your network and seeing, like, who knows how to do this and who knows how to do that. I remember I was talking to Phoebe a few weeks ago, and I'm literally getting her together. I'm like, Phoebe, why didn't you launch this yet? And then we're literally creating a plan and strategy. And she was just like, oh my gosh, Tierra, like, I totally forgot that this is what you do. And I was like, girl, yes. But that's one of the things that people really don't understand, literally what is around you. And one thing my mom, and this is why I love my mom so much, she always says, instead of talking yourself out of it, always learn to talk yourself into it. And when you truly adopt that type of mentality, the things that you will do, the things that you will produce, the productivity, it'll be unmatched. And I'll leave it at that.
Think about it too. Going back to your understanding what the vision, we truly have to have the revelation about some of these things, even the scriptures that we quote, right? We have to have revelation, because when we have the revelation, it means much more, so much more to us at that point in time. Because all these things, we say it all the time, people say it all the time, but we don't have any revelation behind it. And it's important. I'm glad you talked about network, because we don't open up our mouths. We don't.
Nope.
We open up our mouths for everything else, but we don't open up our mouths for certain things. And so it's important for us to say, you know what? I need help in this era. Or do you know somebody who can do this? Do you know somebody who can do that? If we don't have to be well connected. That's not the whole point of this. Nope. I remember the Holy Spirit told me one time, you're not responsible for the outcome. Mm.
That's so good.
You're not, we're not responsible for the outcomes. So we're responsible for, even when something has happened to somebody and we say to ourselves, you know, what could I have done differently or whatever? There's probably nothing we could have done differently mm-hmm. because we're not responsible for the outcome. Okay. What we're responsible for is what God has told us to do, what God has called us to do. That is it. We're not responsible for the outcome. And so when we think about inconsistencies, when we think about being accountable, when we think about the accountability partner in walking out this particular vision, what have you experienced in terms of obstacles and what have you been able to do to overcome them?
Ooh, I think that's good. One of the things I'll say, and I thank God for really breaking this off of me, is needing the approval of other people. Mm. And I say that because I would launch an episode and I would send it to people. And if someone didn't say like, oh, this is a good episode, I would delete it. If someone didn't say like, oh, you know, this really changed my life, I'm going to delete it. And God was just like, first of all,
wait, sister, I can't hear you. Okay, yes.
Okay, good. One thing God is always going to do.
Time. They're supposed to be on the live.
They should be on the live, okay? God is always going to try and always going to get me together. And he was just like, is my word not good enough? Right? Like, if we sat and had time, I prayed, I read the word, I posted an episode, and I would literally trust in the fact that, you know, this is truly from God. I will speak it eloquently. And if someone didn't respond and say, oh my gosh, this was so helpful, I'm deleting it. Is my word not good enough? God said. And so that's something that he just began to broke off of me. And so now when I just post the episode, oftentimes I'm like, I don't care if there's, you know, if only 100 people listen to the episode, like I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna do it. And so that's one of the things that was one of my obstacles. And then two, I'll speak on the inconsistency thing. And this goes back to what you were saying. And one of the things I was trying to remember what you said, God gives me a lot of different visions. And I was of the mindset of anytime God told me to do something, I have to do it right then and there. As mm-hmm. opposed to literally taking a step back and truly prioritizing like what it is that God has given me. And that's something that I will encourage people to do. Like if you have a variety of different words from God, like ask God to help you prioritize where on the list these things should fall in terms of execution. Like, okay, is this something for right now? Is this something for next year? Is this something for next month? Like where does this fall on the priority line? And so, and I joke about this with my family all the time, because girl, I have so many freaking I have so many domains, so many emails of things that I'm like, God, please, like, what?
Every time you get an idea, you go buy a domain.
I got things trademarked. I'm like, Lord, what in the world? And so I would just do all these things. And anytime I thought that God would tell me to do something, in my mind, that meant put what it is that he told me to do previously on hold. But God never said that. God never said for me to stop the accountability partner. God never said for me to not do this. And so in my head, I'm thinking I'm truly being in alignment, but I'm truly being disobedient. And I don't, maybe like just disorganized in what it is that he's calling me to do. Now, there are a lot of things that God tells us to do. And if let's say God's giving you three different visions that need to be executed at that time. And this is something that I've learned. We do not create a schedule which causes us to be overwhelmed, which causes us to be disorganized. And what do I mean by schedule? Let's say God gave you three different things to accomplish within the month. After you've prioritized like where those things fall on the list, after you've created a plan, literally dedicate certain days throughout the week to solely focus on those things, as opposed to thinking like, okay, I need to focus on every single third, like every three of those things every single day. If you truly dedicate an hour a day on this, an hour a day on that, an hour a day on this, it'll help you focus easily. It'll help you be more organized. It'll help you be a better planner. Like it just blows my mind every time I think about like something as simple as just creating an actual schedule when it comes to executing certain plans. It's so beneficial. And so when I think of obstacles, I think of that. And then I also think just the whole point of imposter syndrome, like not thinking that, you know, what it is that you're doing is impactful, not thinking that, you know, you're qualified to actually be doing what it is that it is, you're qualified to do what it is that God has called you to do. Because, and it all is rooted in fear. It's rooted in the need to be approved by other people. And so really just breaking those things, those are the things that I personally have dealt with to lead me to this point of being someone who is now consistent in the accountability partner, who's made it into a business and all of these things. So we just thank God.
And I love what you did there. And this is how you know someone has really grasped the vision that God has given them. You provided the obstacles, but you also provided solutions. Mm-hmm. And you can tell a true visionary, someone who's really grasped what God has given them and they have the revelation, when they are walking out exactly what it is that they do in real time. Mm-hmm. And you did just that. Like, you said what the obstacle was, and then you gave solutions. So something, anybody can take something from that. And that's the whole point of even the Visionary Woman series, that people will leave here with something tangible that they can literally start to work on, right? Like after they get off the live, it's something that they can implement right away, because we lose momentum, we lose focus, we lose all of that. And something you talked about when it comes to consistency, consistency breeds confidence and it also breeds clarity.
That's so good.
The more you do something is the clearer you become about it. The more you do something is the more confident you become about it. This is why consistency is so important, because the more, like I said, the more you do it is the more your eyes will be open. You become more clear. You know exactly what God will begin to unfold more and more things, because he can trust you with what he has given you. And, you know, my friend always says that the kingdom of God, or our relationship with God, or how God has set things up, it's hidden in plain sight. Mm. So the stuff is really not that deep. Mm-hmm. Like when we think about it, God is not that deep. He is sovereign. Yes, he's majestic. He's holy. He's all of that. So the supernatural aspect of God, the realms, all of those things, yes, we set aside those because we want to honor him as such, because we reverence God. But at the end of the day, God is as practical can be. So the way how, and I think about it this way, even in parenting, and I know it may not be easy for everybody to understand that, but God will give you revelation in your own understanding. So parenting is one of the things that really helps me to know more about God and to see more about who God is. Because literally, God is a parent and I'm a parent. So the things that frustrate me as a parent is the same thing that frustrate God as a parent. The same thing that I love about parenting is the same thing that God loves about parenting. Mm. The same thing I complain about, I'm like, Lord, you complain about the same thing with us, don't you? And God is like, yes, because I'm not making 50, like I'm not doing 50 different things. You know, but like when I made parenting, when I made these types of things, it's the same thing. How we are is how God is. We are made in his image. So the same things that grieve us is the same thing that grieves God. When we have burdens about certain things, it's the fact that God has those same burdens. But God needs a man in order for us, in order for these burdens to be lifted off of God's people, right? I think it's Acts 10 verse 23 says, and God anointed Jesus with Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good, helping those who were oppressed by the enemy, because God was with him. And so God has appointed and anointed us to go about and do good. Jesus said, greater works will we yet do, right? And so everything that God has given us, every burden that God has given us, is to go out and help people. God has a burden for people to no longer be oppressed. He doesn't want us to be oppressed. So he sent Jesus to help so that we're not oppressed.
Yep.
It's the same thing, right? There are people out there that are oppressed. And oppression is not just poverty, in the sense of financial poverty. Mm-hmm. People are oppressed in their minds. They're oppressed with lack of vision. They're oppressed because they're all over the place. They're oppressed because they can't get their priorities straight. Yep. They're oppressed because they're in love with somebody they have no business being in love with. Like, they're oppressed. They're oppressed in different ways, but there's something that God has given us. So can you imagine if all the things that God has burdened us with, if we executed them how we're supposed to be executed, then we wouldn't find oppression to the level that it is. That's the truth of the matter.
You know what I thought about, Mona? Mm-hmm. One of the things that people or that really hinders people from really carrying out, you know, I guess the solution to what it is that you just said. So really acting on those burdens that God really placed on us is because we feel like we have to have everything together. Mm-hmm. And I'm really just rethinking about my process with the accountability partner. I kid you not, Mona. I think I sat and tried to figure out a cover art for 4 months. And it took literally my best friend, who was like, Tira, name the podcast you listen to. So I just started naming them, and she was like, and what does their cover art look like? And I was like, I don't
probably
know.
A microphone.
But I was like, I don't know. And she said, Tira, that's the point. That's the last thing people actually look at. And then I would think of like logos, right? Like, people expect, and this again goes back to what you said when it comes to just like, as you're consistent in something, you'll begin to get better and better and better and better. If I don't know if you guys knew, but the Nike logo you see today is not the Nike logo that it was 20 plus years ago. It was never the same. It was completely different. Look it up. And there's that variety. Think of Facebook. Facebook at one point was just like a college networking site. Now it's this huge social media platform. Think of Amazon. Amazon was literally a place that was just solely for books. Now it's literally, if not the top company in the world, because after it was consistent, after it analyzed their results, after it just continued to just push and push and grow in consistency and grow in like their strengths, they got better and better and better and better. But the reason why we oftentimes don't start is because we feel like we have to have it all together.
God
will literally give you things along the path, but what he's just trying to see is, will you trust me in the midst of the unknown? Will you trust me in the midst of not knowing? Will you continuously do certain things if I've only given you just one, I guess, revelation? I know for me, like, I'm the type of person, God is still working on you, girl. I have to see the entire thing. It has to make all the sense. And if I don't think it makes sense, I'm like, God, no. But God's like, girl, first of all, you are stupid compared to me. And let's just be it. Like, you are a complete fool in comparison to me, because at the end of the day, you don't know the end from the beginning. I do. You don't know tomorrow or the next day or the next day. You're literally only limited to your 27 years of knowledge and experience that you've had the opportunity to embark on. I've been here for years, and I've been here forever. And so really just understanding that, you know what, God, I'm going to trust you. You told me to do this at this time, even though I don't have it all together, even though I don't know what my logo should be, I'm gonna just do it. Now, that doesn't mean to not be excellent. And that's something I'm against, because y'all just be out here posting things that don't make sense, that don't look good. Y'all captions don't be grammatically correct. I don't know. That is an error. We are children of God. Every single thing that we should do should always be of excellence.
Amen.
But that does not mean that because, again, we don't have certain things together, that we can just say, you know what, God, I'm not gonna do it until, you know, I get this. I need to have 500,000 followers until I can begin to start my, you know, social media influencing journey. I have to have this together until I can, you know, post this course on the business website. No. And it's like, the longer you procrastinate, the longer you're delaying your own self of the blessing. That's what I had to like think of. Like, we're constantly asking God for it. And I'll just say money, because everybody wants money. Everybody loves money. We're constantly asking God for money. We're constantly asking for this. And we're at the altar every single day asking for this and that. And God's like, girl, I told you to launch the business 10 years ago. You could have been a cajillionaire right now.
A trillionaire at this point.
Literally. But because you're still sitting in your still selfish and arrogant and pessimistic mindset, and you still haven't done what it is I told you to do, you're going to be limited. And it's not until you literally launch into that thing where the blessing will begin to pour out. In Deuteronomy 28, and this is something I just read all the time, it talks about the blessings of obedience.
Yes.
Like the whole entire thing. And if you look at it at the end of that scripture, it talks about the curses of disobedience.
Yep.
And so when we don't do what it is that he's called us to do, we've literally opened up ourselves to be cursed. We open up ourselves to allow evil to come. We open up ourselves to poverty. We open up ourselves to, let's say, singlehood. All of these different things we've now opened up ourselves to, just as a result of going right when God said to go left.
And it's so interesting, because Deuteronomy 28, that's my scripture too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I received the same revelation. All of those blessings are conditional upon the first thing. If you are obedient, If you listen to what I tell you to do, if you follow my law, follow my word, it's the first thing that God says. Then he says, then these things will happen. Mm-hmm. And if we look at the entire chapter, the curses are greater than the curse, the amount of curses, they're much more than the blessings. Mm-hmm. So you're keeping up on yourself more things than you need to. When God is like, listen, if you're obedient, I will command the blessing on your hand. That's it. If God commands the blessing on your hand, that's it. It's all right. What else do you have to do? You probably don't even need all the other stuff that's listed, because that's it. And even, you know, like you talked about the money part, Deuteronomy 8 verse 18 says, I will give you the power to make wealth. Translation says to get wealth. So he's like, listen, just don't forget about me. If you don't forget about me, then I will give you the power necessary to make the wealth. And it will be so much that you won't even have to do anything. People are out here making, like, and there is a scripture. I think it's Psalm 102 verse 2 or Psalm 107 verse 2. Somebody can look it up and drop it in the chat for me. That says that God will bless you in your sleep. So when people talk about making money in their sleep, we know that practically that is true, but biblically it's also true. So it's not something that's like, oh, well, I don't know how that's supposed to go, or that don't make sense to me. That don't sound right. Ma'am, it's biblical, very much so. It says, I will bless you. Even when you're sleeping, God will bless you. What is that? Every blessing that is available to you, God will command it in your sleep. So while you're sleeping, he's working on your behalf. He's bringing and orchestrating people together, orchestrating things for you. That is money. That is opportunities. That is your network. That's all of this. That's why even when you're sleeping and you dream, what happens? You can get so much revelation from a dream. Because when you're sleeping, he has already said. So even before you go to your bed, you can say, Lord, your word says that you will bless me in my sleep. And so I look forward to being blessed in my sleep.
I have to read that scripture, so God bless you for it. But it made me think of, and I literally, Holy Spirit, if I'm not meant to share it, just shut me up. But I had a dream. It was either the beginning of this year or sometime early. I think it was the beginning of this year. And in the dream, I'm literally just walking in the field. And all of a sudden, I just start seeing money, like literally on the floor. And I'm just like picking up the money and I'm putting it in my pocket. I'm picking up the money and I'm just like, putting in my pocket. And I'm like, God. And then all of a sudden, people just start coming to me, handing me money. I remember seeing coworkers in my office just start like handing me money. And I'm like, wow, like what? Like, what are you doing? And I remember I woke up from the dream, and I remember seeing in the dream I had like someone had sent me a Cash App. And then the next day someone had sent me some money in the Cash App. And then the next, and I was just like, God, what are you doing? But it made me, it's literally that scripture that has been carried out and just understanding. And that was after I had did something that I have been struggling with. I was like, God, I don't know if I really should do it, but you know what? Sure, you said it, I'm gonna do it. And God was just like, that's all I needed for you to do in order for me to release the blessings that I have. That's why I'm always big on, like, just obey.
Just obey.
Like, please, just obey. Whatever is hindering you from obeying, I promise you, doesn't compare to what would come as a result of you disobeying. And I'll just leave it there, because what you would do if you disobey, you just open up yourself to just so much unnecessary trials and problems.
So important. The gems, the messages, everything that has been dropped this morning has been amazing. And it's truly a testament to what God is doing in the lives of his people. And so, you know, glory to God for the opportunity to be able to be a mouthpiece for him in this season. And I just want to take the time to thank Holy Spirit for giving us the utterance to be able to share these things with people, so that they do know that if God has given you something, it's okay. We've all been there and been in spaces where we're not sure, where we have the obstacles, where things have slowed down, where we've not had the money. But God is continuing to say to my people, just trust me. Just move in the direction that I tell you to move. Because even in the seasons that we're not sure, God is still doing something. Mm-hmm. He's building our capacity. Yep. He's building our strength. He's fortifying us. Because there's going to come a point in time when we think about it, you know, like when we think about children, it's eventually we expect for them to be strong. We expect for them to be fortified. So, you know, when you become, I was talking to one of our sisters, Rukia, the other day, and I was like, when you're an adult, you're not out here just drinking milk, just to drink milk. Because after a while, like, unless you're eating cereal. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with cereal and milk, you know, it does the body well. But you're not just getting up on it and be like, okay, I'm gonna drink milk. Because after a while, you're no longer interested in milk because it's not substantial enough for the body. You drink just like you're gonna drink milk every day. It's not filling. So after a while, it's the same thing with this process that God has given us, for me, really helping women to confidently create and carry out their vision. You with the accountability partner, holding people accountable, teaching them and giving them strategies, is to give people meat. Is to give them substance. All of this is to fortify us, to fortify our body. All this stuff is meat, but it carries nutrients. So the accountability partner has a specific nutrients for certain people. What God has given me, what God has given another sister, another brother, there are nutrients in there that will fortify believers, that will fortify unbelievers, that will fortify people who are looking for peace. People are out here looking for peace. They just want to know peace exists. Yep. They have all the money. They have all these things. They don't have no peace. They don't have no peace. They need peace. They want joy. There's some people, it's not even joy they're looking for in times of trials. They're just looking for joy every day. They have no joy. Trial or no trial, they have no joy. They don't know what joy is. All they know is a schizophrenic mindset. Wow. They're all over the place.
That's why you have millionaires committing suicide.
Mm-hmm. And so it's up to us really and truly to say, you know what, Lord, every morning I try to remember to say this prayer. Holy Spirit, I partner with you in this day. Amen. And I literally, so you know, I'm driving in myself by my car. There's nobody sitting on the side of me, you know, when I'm going to work in the morning. And I literally hold out my hand and I do this like I'm grabbing somebody's hand. Wow. And I say, Holy Spirit, I partner with you today. Now, one day I trust and believe that I'm going to feel a hand hold me, and it will be the Holy Spirit in response. But I'm doing that every day until every day. Just believe I'm that Holy Spirit. I partner with you today.
Wow.
Holy Spirit, I journey with you today. And I hold it out like I'm holding somebody's hand, and I hold it.
Wow.
And I said, because I know I cannot do this walk without you, Holy Ghost. I need you. And so we carry a dimension of Holy Spirit with us, and that's what people are seeking after.
Yep.
So that dimension of Holy Spirit is what births out the fruit. So if people are looking for love, they should be seeing it in us. The joy, the peace, the faith, all of that, the self-control. Tierra, how is it that you don't cuss people out on a daily basis? Holy Ghost.
It is truly the Holy Ghost, okay? Because once upon a time, your girl would have lit you up, okay?
Holy Ghost. Find the scripture just before we leave, but while we wait on that, we've talked about so much, and it has been a lot, but I'm tremendously grateful. And for those of you who just joined or recently just you know, not too long joined, please make sure that you're going back and you're watching all these things, because the aim of the Visionary Woman is to highlight women such as Tierra and what God is doing in their lives and how God is birthing out the vision and what they're doing to encourage others. But I would be remiss if this part is really not to encourage you, the visionary woman as well, who is not sure, who feels unstuck, who's trying to figure out what the next step is, that you're taking something from this and you can say, you know what, this is me. I see myself in this series and I want to go to the next level. And you see yourself and you just run with it. So, Tierra, I know we've said a lot, but is there anything else that Holy Spirit has laid on your heart to particularly share with us before we close out this segment? I'm so sad that this segment is closing out.
I'm so full. I thank God. I think the one thing, and this is something that I've been just, Holy Spirit's been just like releasing to me like all week, all month. Two things, and I'll be very brief. One, start. I don't know who that's for. I don't know what it is you need to do, but just go ahead and start. This is the month of birthing. It is time for you to birth that thing that God has called you to do. Don't take no for an answer. Stop looking at your limitations and literally just do what it is that he's called you to do. And then two, as you're doing that, or if you're somebody who's currently carrying out purpose, always remember to be someone of value. Be someone who literally offers value to people.
Wait!
Wanna please get the
Jesus. Be someone of value. Oh, that's so key, sis.
Be someone of value. And I'm constantly reminded, And I say that because even me, like, it is very easy to like get caught up in pride and be like, I'm not going to do this for this person because of this, or I'm not. But like, regardless of whatever it is, you should always operate and do things that offer value to people. And let's look at businesses. One of the reasons your business isn't selling is because you're not, like, it's not valuable. You're not providing the people with value. You're not providing any of your customers with something that, you know, is tangible, like actual value that people need. We need you to have, from a character stance, be someone who, of value. From a work stance, be someone who offers value to your boss, to your colleagues. Be someone who is truly a valuable asset. So much so where if you are not in the room, people are looking for you. People can feel your absence. Like, people need that. And so be someone of value and start. Amen.
Because you know what? If you're someone of value, your man won't leave you.
Hey, Lord, please, please, Jesus, please, please make me a valuable wife. Oh, God.
Like, literally, if you're someone of value, I mean, I don't know why I said that. If you're someone of value, your man won't leave you. And if you're someone of value, your woman won't leave you either. So be someone of value.
Niggas,
I'm talking
about amen.
Be someone of value, because people need value. They need substance, because everybody has something to offer. But what is really going to set you apart from everyone else is what you can provide.
Yep.
And I just want to say this quick before we close out. Your value is in you.
Mm.
Your value is in you. It sounds very elementary, very simple, but your value is in you. Literally, when Jesus said, I made you, you're fearfully and wonderfully made, he sculpted you in a certain way. So every attitude, every demeanor, every posture, every position, every thought, everything about you is unique enough for you. Because if we look at it, we're all doing different things, but we're all carrying out the mandate of God. But he's all made us differently to carry out that mandate. So I'm not called to the same people, even though Tierra and I are doing similar work. I'm not called to the people that Tierra is called to. Tierra's not called to the people that I'm called to.
Yep.
She has a uniqueness for the people that she's called to. I have a uniqueness for the people that I'm called to. My story is unique. Her story is unique. Her delivery is unique. My delivery is unique. Our strategies are unique. Everything is unique. It's for the people. So whoever this is for, open up your mouth. There's nothing that you have, even if it's wrong. I promise you, if you carry a dimension of Holy Spirit, he will make sure that the thing, he will fix it up even before the thing comes out of your mouth. Yeah. So stop worrying about how it's going to sound, how it's going to look. Don't worry about that. Nobody started out here. Even Jesus, God could have just had Jesus come on the scene and just do the salvation part one day and of us, you know, raise 3 days and then we're out of here. But no, he allowed Jesus to go through the full process. So even in that, we can say nobody starts here. Everybody starts here. We're growing. We're continuing to grow. So just open up your mouth and allow the Holy Spirit to really work in you and say what you have to say. You're unique. Your value is in you. It is in you.
That's
it's already in you. So even if you have a little edge, that's okay. The Lord will use that little edge. It's fine. It's needed.
Yep.
Every aspect of it is needed. Some people call me No Mercy Mona Lee. It's not like I'm No Mercy, but you know, I'm just like,
straight,
what are we doing?
She's coming for the jugular. Okay.
But there are people who are designed that carry a level of compassion for people who need that level of compassion. But the people who I'm called to, they don't need all that coddling and all that other stuff. Wow. They need a militant. And there's grace. The Holy Spirit will give you the grace to deal with whoever need. He will give you the grace for it. Don't worry about it, people. Don't worry about it, visionary woman. He will give you the grace. I promise you, he will. It's in his word. He cannot fail. He cannot lie. My friend always says he's not a neglectful father. So he's not going to give you something and then neglect you and just say, there you go, daughter. Go ahead and just do it. No.
Wow.
He won't do that. And so I will end with that, that the value is in you. The value
is in you. Can I say one thing?
Yes, please. You
Mona,
sure can.
We thank God for you. I thank God for your life. I thank God for what it is that you're doing. I pray that you never stop in the name of Jesus. Any type of demonic attacks that try to hinder you, we bind them in the name of Jesus. And I pray that God truly breathes on you, on your business, on every single thing that you're currently doing, because people truly need what it is that you're offering. People need what it is that you are, that the value that you're providing. People need you. And I, with that being said, if you have not clicked on the link in Mona's bio, please go do so. Go do so and purchase her course. This is something that you can get on a daily basis. You can always revert back to it. And so please, please, please sign up for her course. It's not that much money. It's really cheap. So definitely do so. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for your life. And thank you for being my advertisement. Even in that, and this is the power of community, because people have to get me together all the time.
Every,
you know,
we every segment, okay? I'd be like, Mona, please.
Right? Because we have another friend, Danielle, and she's always coming for people's edges, saying, like, your business is not selling because you're not saying anything. Like, you can't expect your business to sell. But, you know, but I'm glad you segue into that, because now we can talk about you and where people can find you and how they can connect with you and, you know, become a part of your program as well, and how they can work with you.
Absolutely. So right now I'm offering one-on-one sessions. I do coaching, whether that's business coaching, whether you're trying to understand a strategy to scale. And then also if you just need personal accountability, click the link in my personal bio. And then also follow the Accountability Partner podcast. It's on all podcast streaming platforms, Google, Spotify, Apple, whatever, you know, wherever you get your podcasting from, it's there. Amen.
Amen. And so, Tierra, I didn't see any questions that came in, but at this point, there may not be any need for any questions, or every question that you have should have been answered through this. So this is the fourth segment in the Visionary Woman series. We have one more segment to go, and we're so excited. God is really doing something new and refreshing. And so I believe I'd share with you all that we're just doing 5 segments in this series, and then we'll see what Holy Spirit says in terms of another one.
It's giving TV show. It's giving YouTube. It's giving YouTube series. Yeah, you need to launch the YouTube, but we'll talk about that offline.
Amen. Man, it's already there. Amen. And so funny, because people have, we thank God. We'll talk. Amen. We absolutely will talk. Amen. And so thank you all so much for coming on. I know it's Saturday. I know many of you work during the week, and so you could be utilizing your time in other ways. And so I take it not lightly that you have given me and Tierra the, you know, your time and the opportunity to share with you all as well. And so thank you all so much for joining. Make sure you join next Saturday. That's September 16th. We're going to have my dear friend Nkoyo Efiong Lewis. She is the visionary behind the Audacious Leader, and she's also running for school board in Atlanta Public Schools. Wow. So we're going to hear how people are, God is doing amazing things in the lives of people, right? And so come on, make sure you're coming on, sharing. As Tierra said, go to the link in my bio. If you do want to work with me one-on-one, I do coaching. You can find out all my information there. DM me. I'm here for you. We're here for you. The body of Christ is here for you. Amen. So just make sure you're tapping into what has given you. Tierra, thank you so much again.
I love you.
We also thank Brother Squall as well. For sharing.
Amen, Brother
us.
Nate. Amen.
Brother Nate. Next, our Brother Squall.
Brother Squall, please don't get him upset, y'all. Please.
Amen. We thank the Lord. Oh, we thank God for Brother Nate sharing. And just for your joy and your peace and, you know, your vulnerability on this live today. So thank you so much. God bless you all. And we will see you all next week. Take care. Bye.